One of the things that I think too, just comparing and contrasting, is, and I think it was a couple years ago, and it was either like the Neptune Awards or the Hugo Awards or something like that. I feel like more traditional, current traditional sci-fi routes or fantasy, I feel a lot of hatred from the author as a reader against me. And as a white male, I am definitely the most persecuted of all peoples. but I just feel like I'm reading an author who hates me rather than someone who wants to tell me a story. And from that award show, a gal was given the best author or whatever. And she spent the majority of her time complaining about how no one like her could get into the industry that she is, and she couldn't get her stuff published, and no one that looked like her was able to rise to the level as she's receiving an award. It was dissidence, cognitive dissidence right there. But I feel like at least if I'm reading a bad indie book, which I've exchanged reviews for like Audible credits, so I'm trying to do my part for the indie crowd, and I'm trying not to be too negative. Is that they're at least writing a story for me to read rather than I want them to beat me over the head with a message, but I want it to be their message that they are free to write, not the pasty message.
Yes. And I think indie authors tend to be freer to do that. There is a real sense that these people, these authors are not looking to have a platform for their particular victimhood, but are looking to share an entertaining story. Even if it's the sort of gimmicky, Helen Wayne Smith has a book called Burrito Avenger. Like, and they're just fun, right? Like, people want things to be fun. And if there is a thematic message to the story, then people aren't going to get to it if the story isn't entertaining.